welcome to another mini-cast from Away With Words. I'm Martha Barnett. A while back, we talked about how the name of a particular food that you grew up with might be utterly mystifying to someone from another part of the country. Grant described the pork steaks that he ate all the time in Missouri. And I talked about how my family in Kentucky grew up eating Benedictine, which is a mixture of cucumbers and cream cheese. We asked you for other examples, and this came through loud and clear. You don't have to be in a foreign country to be baffled by the local menu. We heard from Cindy in San Diego, who told us about the culinary culture shock of moving from Michigan to Boston. When Cindy and her husband ordered a milkshake there, they were surprised when what we got was milk with chocolate syrup, as watery as, well, chocolate milk. We were really confused. Then we described to the waitress what we thought we had ordered, and she exclaimed, in a heavy Boston accent, "Oh, you want a frap?" Cindy went on to say the other thing we found in Boston was a confection called a whoopie pie. That's two chocolate cookie or cake-like discs filled in between with white cream or icing in the center. Never have seen these anywhere else in the country, and if I ask people here in San Diego where I could get some whoopie pies, they'd just look at me cross-eyed. Well, Cindy, that sounds a lot like what we in the South used to call moon pies, although, you know, if I ever need a stage name or a nom de plume, I'm going to give some serious thought to calling myself Whoopie Pie. What do you think? Here's another one. Have you ever eaten pretzel salad? I sure haven't, never even heard of it. But a listener named Michael tells us that pretzel salad is lime jello with carrots and pretzels mixed into it. It's mostly an East Coast thing, he says. Well, that's another reason I'm glad I live in California. Mary wrote to say that when she moved to Sheboygan 30 years ago, she noticed that the school lunch menu one day featured hot tamales. She writes, "I was astounded that Sheboygan was so diverse that the school lunch for every child in the district was tamales. Later that day, I discovered that what Sheboyganites call hot tamales are what I called barbecue and what other folks call sloppy joes." She adds, Sheboygan has many unique words for things, including coolers, also known as popsicles. Finally, we also heard from you about food names that families invent and use among themselves. Take Mary of Lower Lake, California. She wrote to tell us about hairy arm hot dogs. When she was growing up in Troy, New York, her family used to say, "Hey, want to go for a hairy arm?" Then they'd troop off to the local hot dog stand. The origin of the name Hairy Arm, she writes, came from the stand's owner's practice of lining hot dogs up the length of his forearm while he dressed them with relish and onions. Sometimes a hair from his arm would get on the hot dog. You know, I can just picture that. Anyway, call us anytime with your questions and comments about regional dialects, family sayings, grammar, slang, word origins, you name it. The number's 1-877-929-9673, or send your emails to words@waywardradio.org. And if you just can't wait to chat about language, join the party at our discussion forum. That's at waywardradio.org/discussion. Thanks for tuning in. For Away With Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away With Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary-building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com.